At home or on the road, game day is a journey. Whether through Mile High or deep into the black hole, it always culminates here. This is Chiefs Rewind.
Welcome to this edition of Chiefs Rewind, a victory edition in Denver. The Chiefs win 29-13. Mitch Holtis with your voice of the Chiefs, along with Chiefs reporter B.J. Kissel. Okay, the first 11 possessions of the game. Denver had 6 three-and-outs and 5 interceptions.
Unbelievable performance by the defense. You look at, you're going up against a first ballot Hall of Famer, a guy who won 7 straight against the Chiefs, and they just came out and thoroughly dominated this game from the very first play. Here from Marcus Peters talking about that interception on the very first play. At one point, the Chiefs had more interception return yards than Peyton Manning had passing yards, finishing 5 of 20 for 35 yards, 4 picks before he was ultimately pulled for backup Brock Osweiler. Unbelievable.
Eric Berry gets a pick. Josh Maga gets a pick. Everybody's eating Sean Smith. Marcus Peters we'll hear from later in the show. I don't want to leave out Ron Parker's interception on the boundary. But the way Andy Reid prepared this team after the win in London, he's now 15-2 after bye weeks. What did you sense this week?
I sensed it all week. You could just tell that these guys had confidence. We're around these guys all the time. They always had confidence. It wasn't just lip service. They believed in themselves. They believed in what their coaches were teaching them. And they came out and proved that, got their third straight win. But actually, since even before this game, I put it out on Twitter. I don't do that before every game. I just said that something felt different around these guys preparing for this game, going into this game. They went out and proved it from the very beginning. Offensively, multiple tight ends. It was a physical game. They were going out to insert the will. They did that both offensively and defensively.
Offensively, Alex Smith, almost 230 straight passes, not the interception. That leads the NFL. Charcandrick West, the 80-yard touchdown reception, 4-yard touchdown run. But, 5 Cairo Santos field goals. And I ask you two things about this. Not only is he hitting the field goals, but because of all those makes, then he could kick for touchbacks. It was not only scoring, but what about the field position he created?
Mitch, that's something you talked about a lot last year, and you talked about going into the season is the touchbacks and just how much better Cairo Santos has been in that regard. And obviously, offensively, you want to get touchdowns. But the fact that he was putting them up, had the 4 field goals in the first half, which is nothing compared to what we saw him kick 7 against Cincinnati earlier in the season. So we knew he could do it. But Cairo just continuing to kind of build up that lead, gave the Chiefs more confidence, put the Broncos in a bigger hole, made them one-dimensional. Unbelievable.
Chiefs haven't turned the ball over since the Minnesota game, and that was when Charcandrick West was hit by his own guy. This team's taking care of the football. They're winning field position. They're winning football games, and they won in Denver. Let's go to the studio and hear from former Chief Danan Hughes and Chiefs reporter Pete Sweeney.
Thank you, Mitch, and welcome into the 65 Toss Power Trap Studios after the Chiefs' 29-13 win over the Denver Broncos. We're going to get into some highlights. I know you want to see them. For the Chiefs to get their first win against the Denver Broncos in 8 tries, they would have to do it against Peyton Manning, which isn't an easy task always, but right from the gate, the Chiefs bringing the pressure. This is the first pass of the game right here, Danan, into the hands of Marcus Peters for his 4th interception of the season, and the Chiefs take advantage of that short field here. Charcandrick West for 15 yards, and you know what? He says, I'm going to finish it myself. Takes it 4 yards for a 7-0 Chiefs lead. And then, Danan, right after that, the Chiefs defense stayed relentless.
Absolutely. It was great to see that the Chiefs were able to capitalize on that first drive with a touchdown, but continue to keep their foot on the gas pedal and pressure on Peyton Manning, forcing the fumble here, and you just kind of felt like it was just about the Chiefs' day. And then along comes Sean Smith with his interception, jumping the route on the hook route and turning it into another turnover for the Chiefs.
So they continue pressuring. There's Derek Johnson with the sack. And when you have this pressure, you're going to make bad throws right into the hands of Josh Malga, and then the Chiefs' offense takes over again. Really had a great half.
Well, Christmas for Josh Malga on defense, and then how about another holiday for DeAnthony Thomas? He gets the bubble screen, great blocking downfield, and then anytime you have number 13 in the open field with his abilities, it's going to be a big play.
Here you see Travis Kelce. You know him. Very physical, able to take that hit. Chiefs first down on that play. And then DeAnthony Thomas with a nice catch. The only problem for this Chiefs offense was they would have to settle for field goals. Cairo Santos was kicked four successful field goals in the half. It was 19-0 Chiefs into the half. In the second half, it was more the same. Third quarter starts with a field goal from Cairo Santos. That makes it 22-0. And you saw that Ronda Rousey fight last night. Ron Parker, shades of Holly Holm.
Say it ain't so, Ronda.
Knocks Peyton Manning out of the game, then it's Brock Osweiler time.
Yeah, it's Brock Osweiler, a little bit of the same. Good, bad, and ugly. Had a couple of completions on this drive. Got to move the ball systematically with that offense. But then our defense stepped up. The Chiefs did their thing, starting with number 50, a big hit. Not falling for the bootleg, recognizing exactly what's happening, prepares accordingly, and drops Osweiler for the sack.
So Peyton Manning has four interceptions, and Brock Osweiler gets in the game. He gets in the interception mix, so to speak. Eric Berry with an interception in the end zone, and then it was time for the Chiefs to put the hammer down. Charcandrick West takes this pull, 80 yards for the touchdown, a 29-0 lead for the Chiefs in Denver, Dana.
A great play by Charcandrick West. Nice job going through his progression with Alex Smith, but there were a lot of questions as to whether Charcandrick West could be a guy that could fill Jamaal Charles' shoes. He has done it in great fashion. These three games, these last three wins, have been phenomenal for that young man's confidence and obviously the overall success of the Chiefs.
Now, there are your final stats, a 29-13 final. As you can see, the Broncos will get two late touchdowns, but too little too late. The biggest news of the day was the fact that Peyton Manning in Denver benched for Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, you know what? This is going to be a trivia question for years to come. Peyton Manning goes into a game, needs a couple of yards to break the all-time yards record, and then gets replaced in the same game by the backup quarterback. That's just a testament to our defense. The Chiefs did an outstanding job preparing for this game, preparing for the offensive attack, and executing it in great fashion. A big win in the Mile High City.
Well, you know, with a win like that, the Chiefs are going to be very happy. Let's go back to Denver, check in on them in the Chiefs locker room.
You showed your hands a little bit running there.
What
do you think when you caught the ball and you looked up and
I was like, oh man, let's see if I can make it. It was hard to breathe up here, so like I said, just credit to the guys up front to make that even happen. So give me time to get open like that. So
it seemed like before the game, there may have been a little bit different of a mindset, just a kind of quiet confidence about you guys going into this. How much confidence did you guys have?
We had all the confidence in the world. I mean, we had a great week of preparation. We came out and played together. We fought for each other, and we came out with a victory.
Talk about your sack.
Yeah, just trying to, get pressure and make the most of the opportunities I have out there, and just grateful to get back there. So again, keep building on it, keep working on my rush moves. You know, Tommy Brazier and Britt Reed have really worked with me to continue to build my pass rush skills, and even an old man like myself continue to try to work and get better. So I'm grateful for it and going to build on it.
Chiefs Rewind is brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, the official car and truck of the Kansas City Chiefs, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, Live Fearless, the Kansas City Steak Company, taste, it matters, and by Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally.
No score, Broncos crowd the line of scrimmage. Charcandrick West right at the middle, grinding, touchdown! Kansas City and the Chiefs offensive line blows the Broncos up Interstate 25, and the Chiefs get a touchdown on their first drive of the game.
Andy, you had to play a game plan for this guy by the name of Peyton Manning.
Yes.
What was it and how is it you were able to accomplish what you did?
Yeah, you know, I thought our front got to him, was able to pressure him. So if he, most of those were on the move where he had to kind of move right or left to make the throw. And then our secondary, they were able to maintain pressure down the field, you know, which that first game we got beat a couple times, but we were able to maintain our man down the field and make plays.
Well, I was looking at some of the statistics. You know, he is 5 of 20 for 35 yards, 4 interceptions, and only 2 first downs while he was in there.
Yeah, that doesn't happen very often. He's a Hall of Fame player, so it's a tribute to our defense, the job that they did. They were able to keep the pressure on. And like I said, just the plays down the field, making a play on the ball. So some of those could have gone either way, and our guys went up and got them.
Well, let's talk about your guys and what they were capable of doing, particularly their secondary.
Yeah. Again, we were able to move the safeties around and kind of disguise things a little bit. You can't give him the same pitch every down or he's going to gobble you up. So our guys moved around. They disguised. They held it to the last minute. They were able to get themselves back. And, again, make plays, right? I mean, it keeps coming back to that. They made plays, and I'm proud of them for that.
How sweet is this?
Yeah, well, you know, because you've been through a few of these, and anytime you can come up here and get a win against a good football team like they've got, you're going to enjoy it. We can't enjoy it too long.
No, you can't, because San Diego's coming up next week.
That's right. So we'll enjoy it for a minute, and then we'll get back and get ready for San Diego.
You know, it's typical Andy Reid, already turning the page to next week against San Diego, but you got to think he feels good right now, especially with the play of Charcandrick West.
Absolutely. It's one thing to say that you're going to move on. It's another thing that in the back of your mind, you're looking to savor the moment, and he definitely deserves it. But Charcandrick West, what more can you say about this young man stepping in and filling in for huge shoes in Jamaal Charles and doing a great fashion?
You see him right here. He had the first touchdown of the game for the Chiefs. And then later on, you fast forward, he also finishes the game for the Chiefs with this play right here.
Well, what you always say in football, you start fast, finish strong. Charcandrick West epitomized that today. Did an outstanding job leading this offense, following behind Alex Smith, making the most of every opportunity, and becoming the big playmaker that not many people thought he would be. A great job by Charcandrick.
24 carries, 69 yards, and a touchdown on the ground. 3 receptions, 92 yards, and a touchdown through the air. 31.1 DraftKings points makes him our performer of the day. Remember, our DraftKings performer of the game is sponsored by DraftKings. Head to DraftKings.com and enter the promo code Chiefs to play for free today. When we come back, BJ and Mitch are with Marcus Peters in Denver. Don't go anywhere.
Back to throw is Manning. Throws it down the middle of the field. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Marcus Peters. Throws left. It's intercepted. Sean Smith. Over the middle. Intercepted. Josh Long has got the pick. Pass near side for Latimer. It's intercepted by Ron Parker. And the Chiefs have 5 interceptions in this game.
Chiefs get a 29-13 victory here in Denver primarily because of this guy, a guy that's got a chance to be NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. You guys shut them down. How did you do it?
Man, our whole mentality coming into this game was to be all gas, no break, and to just keep our foot on the throttle, man, and to not let go. You know, so we wanted to come in and show everybody, man, we bought more than what we put on in the first half of the season.
Seems like you showed him that pretty quickly on the first passing attempt from Manning. You had the pickoff. Just what do you see on that play? Just how do you make that play?
It just goes back into the preparation the whole week, man. We knew that they got Vernon Davis for a reason. You don't get him and put him with a legendary quarterback like Peyton for no reason, and you're not going to feed him the ball. And he's a speed piece at the tight end position. So we knew in San Francisco they like to put him in the middle of the field and run seams, and that's what they did. And I just stayed on top. I had Tyvon underneath me. I just made a play on the ball.
Marcus, let's go back to September 17th. You give up an 80-yard drive. They tie the game. And we all know how that ended. Today, it was unreal how much it different. How good is this defense right now for the Kansas City Chiefs, and what's changed it?
We're going to find out once the end of the season occurs, man. We got a goal set in mind, and we striving for it, man. So we're going to find out.
What's been the big difference defensively, in your opinion?
All gas, no break.
How much fun was it in the locker room after the game when you guys came back in here?
That's the feeling we need to have around Kansas City all the time. You know, we got a special team here, man, with all the things that happened early on in the season. It makes it that much better to go and to finish this out like a family should. You know, we had some minor setbacks for a major comeback.
Marcus Peters, so intense. You love to see that intensity. A great game for him. He's the rookie. And a great day for the veteran, Tom Bahali, with a nice game as well.
Well, I'm gonna give you a little secret, Pete. Tom Bahali has found the fountain of youth, and I'm going to start stalking him and following him on the streets, because it's amazing how much better he's gotten since the first week of the season. Seemed a little slow, seemed a little sluggish, but he has come on in strong fashion, relentless in the pass rush, playing defense in the passing game as well, covering backs out of the backfield and tight ends. at times. This is something that we were not expecting from Tom Bailey. Very refreshing to see.
You know, you mentioned the Fountain of Youth. You know who else found the Fountain of Youth earlier this week? Dana, it was you at the Chiefs Style Lounge. I want to look at this right here for a second. I can't believe some of these moves you were showing that as you're... Oh, there you are.
Look at that.
Oh, that you're taking
a selfie. Hey.
What was going through your head? You thought you were the man there.
Pete, you know what I call that? Wednesday.
Oh, just a regular Wednesday?
It's a Wednesday in Dana's life, you know.
I didn't realize it. All right, well, right now we're going to go back to Denver. BJ and Mitch are with Justin Houston.
Who's the best outside linebacker in the National Football League? It's not even close. This guy, Justin Houston. Okay, you played these guys for years. How sweet was this victory?
Man, it's a great feeling, man. I felt like the first game we should have won that game, so it was this game right here was even better. We came out and we played the way we were supposed to, and we dominated the way we were supposed to.
The mindset of this team all throughout the week, and it seems like the last couple of weeks, it seems like you guys turned it up a notch defensively, just attacking. Just what's been the difference as far as how you guys have prepared for the last few games?
The biggest thing, I think, communication on the field. We're talking. Everybody's talking. So if you get the whole defense on the same page and make sure no one blown assignments, we can do something special.
Justin, you and I talked during the week informally. You had a feeling. Yeah. But you guys stopped these guys. Yeah. 6-3 and outs and 5 picks. What did you see? What happened with you guys and them where you dominated them?
I felt like the first game we dominated them. We just had too many turnovers. And this game, we played great on all phases, special team, offense, and defense. So when you have a game like that, it give you a great chance to win the game, man. We came out great.
Talking about those 5 interceptions, how much fun is it for you getting pressure and every time you see the ball thrown up, it's either being deflected or picked off by one of your teammates?
I take that feeling any day. When you're on the ground, you look up in the air, you see an interception. I think that's a great feeling. But those guys played great. They was running the routes for the receivers at sometimes, so they did a great job preparing. They knew what was coming. Hands a hat off to them. They did great.
You have taken over a leadership role in this team. Now, what does this potentially set up as you move forward to San Diego?
We like I said, our goal is to win and all. Like, we never gave up hope from the get-go. That's our main goal, and we still got that goal, and we're not going to change our mindset. So each week we know we got to get better, so we know we're looking forward from this point on.
Justin Houston, not flinching. Our goal is to win it all, he says, and the defense was a spectacular game. It almost makes you forget how good of a game Alex Smith had. It was quiet, but you know what? It led to the win.
Absolutely. Didn't do anything wrong. Made plays downfield. Used his arm. Used his legs. And this is what we've seen him get better at as the seasons progress, is that he's making plays, throwing to open receivers, taking some chances downfield, Pete, but also not forgetting that his legs are a huge asset. He makes big plays when he runs with the ball. He's done that in this 3-game winning streak.
What does that option to be able to run the ball do for a quarterback?
Well, it's essential, especially when you have some question marks at the offensive line position. You're getting constant pressure at times. What you want to do at the quarterback position when you're as mobile and as athletic as Alex Smith is don't forget about it. Don't forget. Don't think about just the progressions and throwing the ball downfield and not making mistakes. Remember the God-given ability that you have, and that's speed and athleticism. And to me, that has been the emphasis for Alex Smith coming out of the bye week and in these last 3 games, is that he's been more proficient with his legs and not relying so much on his arm.
Alex Smith playing well means happy times for the Chiefs. We're going to close things in the studio, but when we come back, BJ and Mitch will have their final takeaways from Denver. Stay with us.
Again, the Chiefs get the victory here in Denver, a 29-13 victory. And BJ, now, could this game be bigger than just a single victory? The monkey's off the back. They finally beat Peyton Manning. Now what?
I think when you talk to this team, they're always going to say it's just one game, but I think there was no doubt going into this game that this one was going to be pretty big. They felt like they lost an opportunity in that first game, and this was their chance to come back, kind of redeem themselves. A lot of guys said that this week, and they went out and did it, and we saw them do this last year. They went on a winning streak. You look around the AFC and just kind of how the playoff picture is starting to kind of formulate between all the guys. We've seen over the last couple of weeks, every team in the AFC West lost.
Everybody's lost.
Everybody's lost. Oakland lost today. You look at San Diego. They had the bye. Now they got to face this Chiefs team that is on a roll, running with a lot of confidence right now.
And the Chiefs will take on the San Diego Chargers, a team that's trying to figure it out. Chiefs to look for now, trying to get a 4th straight victory. BJ, the Chiefs have not won back-to-back in San Diego in 22 years. It's on in the Chiefs kingdom. For BJ Kissel, I'm Mitch Holtis. Thank you on a victory edition of Chiefs Rewind here in Denver.
65 toss power trap.